Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 30 minutes, you've been waiting for it. I will finally give you all of my YouTube scouting for all of the Eagles draft picks. You got my big board, but now you're going to get my Eagles board. Find out what I think of everyone. I did it all this morning. Well, I did some of it over the weekend, and then the guys that were left, I did this morning. So that is coming up at 4 o'clock. And in just 5 minutes, a shocking piece of Jack Fritz audio that we played on Friday that its legitimacy is being disputed, Ike. And I feel like my integrity is on the line.
Well, it's been on the line since you got back.
All right. We'll do that in a second. Damon and Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Oh, can you hear me well?
We can hear you, buddy.
What's up, Damon?
Okay. Ike, what's up, Ike? I think you kind of were speaking to what I was going to say to Spike, because listen, Spike, I've listened to you for a long time, and I feel like you said this last year of, oh, it's going to turn around, and everyone's going to, like, it's not going to turn around until it turns around. Well, here's another year of the same thing. And I was at the point last year where I kind of in my head after the same disappointment said to myself, well, what if we do trade the MVP, and what could we get for him? Now we're 1 year removed from that, another set of injuries, and I think that's almost, if that might be the only like thing that you can stand on at a certain point, is like the guy's never healthy, and when he's healthy, maybe it'll be time for this team to take the next step. And like Ike was saying, you can go back as far as you want to. You guys were talking about that a minute ago on how this team is with, management, ownership, everything. It's like we're like the Dallas Cowboys, I feel like, at this point with how they've been managed. And again, I don't know what to do with this guy. I feel like he's your best fit to rebuild or do something with to move forward, but if we just keep going around the same track, like, that's what I want to ask you, Spike. What do you think of that? Like, you're on the same path, it feels like. Do you not agree?
I think that it never works out for the team that trades a player of his magnitude. Never works out. It doesn't. There are some times when teams are forced to do it, and if they are forced to do it, within a few years, maybe something comes around. New Orleans was forced to trade Anthony Davis. Yeah. And here they are, and they're a good team, but they wound up with, they thought, the jewel in Zion Williamson, and here he is. He's hurt every single time, and they were forced to do it, but they traded, and everything looked great. They had tons of draft picks. They got Zion. That's what everybody wanted. And here they are, no better off. And would they have been better off with Anthony Davis? The answer is yes. Every single one of these situations where you take a player of his level, as they're all imperfect. None of them are perfect. There's all Anthony Davis, by the way, doesn't want to play center, hurt all the time. Yet, no, none of these players are perfect. But there's just no record of a team saying, I'm going to voluntarily get off of a player of his level and do something else that I can think of. So I think, and thank you for the call, Damon. I know this sounds defeatist. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that the best chance they have at winning a title in the next 2 or 3 years is take swing after swing after swing with Embiid. And if it doesn't work, if he demands, whatever happens, if your hand is forced, cross that bridge when you come to it. But I wouldn't do it now.
Yeah, and I don't think the Sixers would do it either.
No.
So,
kidding?
Yeah, I don't think the Sixers would do it either. But it doesn't mean the outcry for that won't get louder.
Absolutely.
And that's where I feel like we're headed. Like it's one thing to have the majority of the city believing, and then we all get disappointed. You know, it becomes a much more toxic environment if half the city wants him out of here and can't wait till he leaves and they don't believe, and you got the other half of the city trying to fend people off and defend him, and we're still no closer to winning a title. Like, that's where it becomes, and I think that's where he will eventually become resentful and bitter himself.
You know, I know this sounds insane, I think if they lose tonight and he scores 46 points with 12 rebounds and five, I honestly think the offseason Embiid stuff is pretty quiet, at least from fans.
You're right. They won't be blaming him.
I don't think so.
Right. I won't be, no.
Yeah. I think that part, I understand why everybody's frustrated today. Mm-hmm. Get it. What? But I truly believe that if he shows out in however many more games are in this series, I think we got to get rid of this guy will be a lot quieter than it has been in the previous couple of years where they have failed.
But what Embiid do you think we're getting tonight?
Exactly. So I was going to say, what if we get a worst case scenario where we get something that resembles game 7 of last year tonight?
Then it'll be 85% get rid of him. Mm. I think so much hinges on forget about they.
Oh, you mean him, yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Him. Because I think everyone who's calling, saying you got to get rid of him, but I think everyone in their gut knows, shoot, there's no real answer if we trade him.
It's just trying to get a refresh in here.
It's the same thing as when people ask for a backup quarterback when they're unhappy with the starting quarterback. They don't even care if the guy's any good. They just don't want to watch the same thing anymore.
Yeah.
I understand, but I do also believe that deep down, everyone does understand how good he is, how well, by and large, he's handled the city, giving it right back to us. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of guy has some of the Jimmy Rollins in him where he's not scared to give it back to all of those things. Yep. I think deep down, everybody knows that trading him does not end up well, but I understand the frustration. I get why people are frustrated. So, speaking of frustration, well, I don't know if frustration is the right word.
I'm frustrated.
Jack is frustrated.
Yes.
So, on Friday, Ike and I, you know, we were all alerted on Twitter by somebody who said they were listening to the Final Out the other night, which Jack often hosts from home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I heard a fart at, you know, like 10:35 last night. We went back to the audio. And here's what it sounded like.
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, you know, questioned the lineup, and yeah, I'm a high school athletic director, and I got they popped up on my phone and just.
Now Jack was at a wedding.
Yes.
Blame the couch he was sitting
well,
on.
Well, that obviously was not a couch.
Yeah, that is obviously not.
I didn't listen to the audio. Because I don't need to hear myself being torched on the air. But that's obviously doctored audio.
What are you talking about? I wouldn't even know how to do that.
What do you think? Do you think I put the microphone right up to it? and then that's what I was doing?
Here's what I imagine. Here's what I imagine. I imagine you're sitting comfortably at home. Maybe you're on a couch or something like that.
I am on my couch, yes.
Leaning back, maybe holding the mic.
Right down in, right in that area.
Well, holding the mic and maybe you turn your head and you just point the mic sort of down And that is could we
right into the
could we just hear it one more time?
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, and you know, questioned the lineup and
what is that?
It's a fake fart, is what it is, Ike. It's a fake fart.
Oh, you mean you think somebody just put that
no,
in?
No, I think I'm being set up here.
I yeah. wouldn't even know how to do that.
Yeah, well, Ben Kenny knows how to do it. He's a bad guy.
Who does?
Ben Kenny.
I did not even
Ben
think
did not.
It.
Come on, Ike. Come on. Could you have a better ear? Would you listen to this?
You know, question the lineup and.
Well, who farts like that? Again, unless it was right next to the microphone. I mean, come on.
Come on, man. First of all,
I can't believe you.
I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert on this.
No, I know. Yeah, you have no experience with farting on the air. No, I get all these hate tweets to people still lining up. Oh, you farted. Like, what are you people? IQ of a squirrel out there? Like, seriously, people really think that's a real fart.
It is.
It's not a real fart.
I thought when it was me, it was okay.
Yeah.
That's an authentic ass fart, man. Like, that's not authentic. That's not like a cartoon fart.
Let me ask you this. How did Ike's fart get in the mic?
Because
how did that happen?
Well, because he didn't turn his mic off, and I jacked up the audio on it. But there's also original. You can hear it in the original.
True or false, Jack? You don't have a dump button at home. You don't have a cough button.
No.
So if you're talking, it's not very easy for you, because I use a Comrex at home, too, occasionally.
Yeah.
It's not very easy to turn down the audio if you have to pass wind.
Sure.
Well,
I might have farted before, but that was not a fart.
Yeah.
Like, this is a fart on the air.
Hello?
Johnny Marks, holler at your boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy?
They sound the same to me.
They do not sound the same. That's authentic, man.
They sound the same
Even
to me.
That wouldn't sound like that was me either, man.
Yeah.
You know, question the lineup and.
Now, who was that?
That was apparently my.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. I mean, listen how like wet this one. I mean,
oh,
question
God,
of how do you come out with little energy?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Talking about Embiid, AJ Brown.
Speaking of farting.
Yeah. Talking about. Well, there hasn't been anything of me. So, Tom in Abington, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas. Like, I'm going to get to my point. But as far as the fart, I mean, I thought I heard him fart in the greeting before that.
Really?
Fart, what?
No?
The greeting.
As you were welcoming on
as
the air?
Yes. I heard a little something, which was more of a fart than that.
Really?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, the other one was like projected.
Or one more time. Jack, could you play your greeting?
What greeting?
Just the beginning of the call.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see.
Dave kicks off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
I don't hear anything in the beginning.
I hear a little
bad call.
All right. Anywho, listen, man, we're dealing with two things here, Spike, which you're overlooking, and are not two things. One thing, it's two words: process, karma. That's what we're dealing with here. All right. And until Embiid's gone, because he's the last really remaining piece of the process, this is what we're doomed to. Second round exits, first round exits, injuries. I mean, we're dealing with Dulles palsy. Sam Hinkie started this, and while it was a great idea, he just carried it too long.
No, he didn't. He was here for 2 years, Tom. He got run out of the building by the league. He wasn't even here that long.
No, and I understand.
Morey's been here longer than Daryl Morey has been here longer than Sam Hinkie ran the Sixers.
I get that, but he started the process, and the process continued on for way too long.
It didn't. So it didn't, Tom. God bless you. It didn't. It just didn't. It didn't. They were winning after 3 years. It didn't.
Winning what?
What is the process? Tom, what are, you said the process went on too long. What exactly do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that?
Yes, what is the process?
By acquiring hurt athletes, by trading off assets, by just ignoring
who?
Freaking Wolf.
Who? Who did they acquire that was hurt?
Joel Embiid.
After Embiid, who's the best player on the team and won the MVP last year.
Okay, Markel Fultz, thoracic outlet syndrome.
That wasn't the process. It wasn't the process. They were already good.
What you're missing is this is the lingering effects of it.
Okay.
And until Embiid's gone, this is what we're stuck with. And if you're looking for a solution to it, I would say trade him for whatever you can get.
Okay, go buy a voodoo doll.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It doesn't work out when you trade off these players, right? But if you trade off Embiid and you get the assets that you need now and do the process for a year, maybe two.
Which is exactly how long they did it in the first place.
Oh, stop it, Spike.
It was 3 years, Tom. It was 3 years.
Did I watch this team with 10 wins and this and that and the other? I mean,
three years.
It was three years.
Let me ask you something. Tom. If the Sixers have bad karma for being bad for 3 years, why don't the Knicks have bad karma for being bad for a quarter century?
Because they weren't trying to be bad. They're just morons. We were actually trying to be bad.
Do you know who else did that? The Spurs.
Ugh.
And they won a title.
Okay. How long did they tank for?
Oh my God,
Spike.
Tom, what is an acceptable amount of years to be bad for?
1 to 2 years.
Okay, and what if, Tom, what if in your draft pick in that 1 to 2 years you don't get a superstar? What do you do then next year?
Wind up like the Sixers.
There we go. No answer. I'm not debating the process.
Oh, you will.
Well.
It was done
once and for all.
It was done in 3 years. Yeah, we solved it once and for all. We solved everything. Don't you guys remember?
Yeah, I know. Donovan Tio.
Yeah, Ike.
I remember. I was a process guy, so I had no problem with the process. There will be people out there that still believe the whole process thing is the basketball gods not shining down favorably on us.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But even the Lakers prior to, you know, they had a huge gap in between not just being great, but being good at all.
Just being relevant, yeah. Yeah.
There are plenty of NBA teams who have, you can't tell me that the karma is bad because you're bad on purpose for 2 or 3 years. But when you bumble your way through decades, there's no bad karma there.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to argue with people who think it's, you know, bad karma. I don't even know what to say. Sean in Sewell. You're on WIP. What up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up, Sean?
First, this isn't my main point for coming on, but I did just want to kind of throw it in there that if you're somebody that wants to trade Embiid, I think that's just crazy. I agree with you, Spike. I just think that's crazy. But the main reason I called is because you guys were asking the question, do you still believe in the Sixers? And, you know, you can call me an idiot or a sucker or whatever, but I do actually still believe in them. Not to say I expect them to win, but I do believe in them. I do believe in them still.
Let me ask you why. Why do you still believe in them, Sean?
All right, why? Because I think this team has showed something different in their mindset, led by Embiid. I don't think he's been as soft as people are leading him on to be this year. In past years, I think that's an argument, but I don't think he's been soft. So I don't expect this team to roll over like you saw in Game 7 of the Celtics series. I just don't see that happening. So I think put that on top of, in my opinion, I think they showed us that they can win in New York. I know we didn't get one, but I think they were in positions to where we could have had one. So I don't see why they can't win one Game 5 away. You win a home Game 6. And then Game 7, I mean, the famous words, anything can happen in Game 7. So do I expect it to happen? No, I wouldn't go that far. But I definitely still believe there is a chance.
Yeah.
This is the first call today. God bless you, Sean.
God bless you,
Sean. Well, you sat down. You're so relaxed. You just sat down in the studio.
I'm on edge. I apologize to you guys. I am on edge today.
You're fine, man. Listen, you're fired up. I'm good with it.
Okay. It's just been a lot. I appreciate the call, Sean. You can call in. Yeah. You're going to go right to the top of the call board every time.
I'm good with
welcome
that.
Welcome back, buddy.
I actually believe they're winning tonight, and I also believe we're going Game 7.
I'm going to feel great if that happens.
Is that a success at this point?
Yes.
I think they give us a valiant effort tonight. I really do. I just don't know if it's going to be enough. I don't know if it's going to be enough because if I'm being honest, you got to look at it from the Knicks side. They want to end this tonight.
And that
like they want this to be over with tonight.
MSG is going to be
crazy tonight.
Absolutely crazy.
Damn, Stars will be there again tonight.
Oh, yeah. Turtle will be there.
Ben Stiller and Turtle. Yeah,
and Turtle.
John Starks every game. Yeah. At least I'll give him credit. He made the trip down here, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Can't like
him. What do you have to say about John Starks?
Yeah,
this is your fault.
In fairness, and I've said many times, he is my sports hero. He is my favorite player of all time in any sport.
Well, it sounds like Embiid, but
no, it's not Embiid. I just never had a fight about John Starks in the air, and if I did, trust me, I would have. Wait, in the Game 7 against the Rockets, I would have fought for John Starks, even though he shot 3 for 19 or whatever.
Tough and egg.
Yeah, I would have been. Hey, at least he had the guts to shoot, guy. That's what I would have been.
That's me.
Yeah. The Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Sixers win tonight? Yes or no? Ike, where do you think the percentages lie on that?
Well, I'm not in agreement, and I haven't even seen it, but I would imagine most people say no.
Correct.
Tonight, and I would think it's at, let's go 73%.
71%.
Wow.
But they're obviously winning tonight.
I'm nervous about tonight.
They're going to win tonight. And then they're going to let us down in Game 6.
Yep.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
That is the worst. That is worse than losing
Which
in
is
game
probably
seven.
Why, yeah, which is.
Well, they always make it
right.
Painful.
They could easily do us a favor and lose tonight and just be done with it. But no, they're going to win tonight.
Drag us along.
We're going to drag us along. We're going to be pumped up about winning Game 6.
You guys think Game 7 will be full of Sixers fans at MSG?
Oh, I'm sure.
Takeover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next.
By the way, the most ridiculous part about the whole that's the richest city in the world. I get it. Was there rich people in Philadelphia that can't go?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Michael Rubin and all his damn friends
Rubin?
Are in New York.
Yeah. Hey, where's Meek?
Yeah. No, truly. No.
Slow down. Okay. Idiot.
By the way, another person on Twitter hears a Jack Breakwind after he greets the caller.
Somebody else heard it.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I've replayed it back here.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little pop.
Okay, all right.
You might have misplaced where the fart was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Coming up
next.
Fartgate.
Coming up next, You've heard my I had YouTube scouting for the NBA draft. I did my YouTube scouting for the NFL draft. And coming up next, I will tell you based on my YouTube scouting what I think of every Eagles draft pick. We are going to fly through those. I have some real insight for you. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.